It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is where we dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. And today, Mary Gilbert from Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, not here. Today, though, we've changed things out because last week it took two people to replace Mary Gilbert, or three people. Today, they've winnowed it down to two. We've got Paul Haddock and Jeannie Hackey. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us today, Kyle.
So let's, first of all, before we get into some of the current stats and other things this week and talk to Jeannie on some topics, you guys wanted to explore the world of gated communities. Tell me more about that.
Yes. You know, as we drive around Roseburg and Douglas County, we don't really think much about, do we have many gated communities? And actually, we absolutely do. We have quite a few. A gated community is essentially a cluster of homes with controlled access points through the gates. These neighborhoods typically come under homeowners associations, commonly known as HOAs, that manage the streets, enforce the rules, and offer certain amenities. While gated communities can differ in various aspects, they usually share common features: residential buildings, homeowners association, and restricted street access.
So what are some of the advantages that can come from a gated community?
There's quite a few, actually. A gated community offers a range of different benefits, obviously, depending on which one you pick. So you want to go and check them all out. Enhanced security and privacy are key advantages, thanks to, obviously, the gates, surveillance cameras, controlled access points. This setup deters unwanted visitors, reduces traffic noise, and promotes safety.
So, in a gated community, has some perks. Are there any downsides?
Well, there is. Not only is there some downsides, I was going to finish up with some of the other positives that they have in these. And that was many of them offer pools, clubhouses, sports facilities, common parks, social events. The strict enforcement of the rules of the association maintains the neighborhood's appeal and property values over time. Some of these even do the maintenance, let's say, of the front yards and maintain the buildings themselves. So maybe if roofing needs to be done, they'll come in and roof the entire area.
So some good positives there. What about maybe the downside to at least consider?
Yeah, the gated communities may not suit everyone. Homeowners may encounter challenges when dealing with service providers and face higher costs for maintenance and security services covered by the HOA fees. Additionally, the strict community rules can limit personal freedoms and lead to additional expenses for the homeowners.
And no, you can't paint your house that color.
Right. And so if you are thinking you want to live in one of these communities, be sure to read the rules before you buy.
Yeah, that would definitely save you some trouble later on. Now, there are different communities around Douglas County. Tell us about some of them.
Yes, like I mentioned, there are several communities that are all quite different. We'll start off with, there's currently two down in the green area that are 55 and older in the South Roseburg. They're Little Brook, which is a gated manufactured home community where the residents actually own the home, but they rent the space. And then there's Highland Vista, is another 55-year-old complex that's gated, where the residents actually own the land their home sits on. Both of these have clubhouses. One has a pool, one doesn't. There's another 55 community that is Rose Village. That's kind of in the Rocky Ridge area. They don't have any clubhouses, but they do offer gated, secured access points.
And out on Fisher Road, you've got some too, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Fisher Road. It's hard to believe they're kind of tucked up in there and hidden, but there's actually four gated communities off of Fisher Road. Fairway Estates on the golf course at the country club there. The home along Birdie Lane, Hayes Eden, and then there's Pegasus. Pegasus is really unique because it offers indoor riding arena, horse boarding, And of course, then again, it's gated, ponds, common areas, so much more. That's a neat place.
Yeah, and even more around other parts of the county as well.
Yeah, so you've got Cross Creek, Olive Heights, Winchester Ridge, Champagne Creek Estates, Callahan View, Callahan View Way, which is at the end of Cherokee, River Club Estates, Fairway Estates in Sutherland, along the Oak Hills Golf Course, and several more scattered around the county.
All right, excellent. Now, some good advantages there, some disadvantages, some things to think about. Jeannie Hackey, talk about some of the updates for local real estate in the Umpqua Valley.
Yes, let's get into this. It's been another busy week for real estate. The weekly updates for June 7th and June 13th. It's been an extremely busy week, and we're definitely feeling it. Looking at the changes for the last 7 days, we're looking at four coming soon listings. 74 on the market this week. Back on the market, only 14. We have three bumpable statuses. We had one short sale this week. We had 54 price changes, 42 pendings, 25 sold, and 5 expired.
Now, the number of sold went down a bit, but that's kind of cyclical just based on where people are in the process sometimes.
Exactly, and you've got, you know, a bunch of homes going on the market. There's going to have to be a few that sit out a little bit.
And talk about some of the other things out there people should know about the current market.
We have, for the stats of from last week.
Some new listings.
Yes, so we're seeing, you know, just a little mix of changes and stuff. We're
affordable.
And we do have some affordable homes on the market, as well, of course, as some expensive ones. So we have out in Idlewild Park, you can even get a home for $34,900. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath manufactured home in a... in a park setting, but it's one of those affordable options if you need to have that, or if that's the only thing you can afford.
And at the other end of things is a really pristine property, just over $1 million.
Yes, this one's neat, and it's also in a gated community. It's $1,029,900. It is on Callahan View Way. Beautiful, beautiful 3-bedroom, 3-bath home with 3,038 square feet.
Wow. So you've got homes at all kinds of the price points. And Paul, as we get ready to wrap up here, how do people get connected to your guys, your team there at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon?
Pretty easy. We hope you enjoyed the segment today on the latest real estate market. For more information or to get in touch with us, feel free to stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens here in Roseburg, or give us a call or text at 541-371-5500. You can also visit us online at www.marygilbert.com.
All right, Paul and Jeannie, thanks for coming in. That wraps up the real estate segment and the morning report.